Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'ilo Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma Daf Mem Gimel. We'll start the shiur on the end of Daf Mem Beis and Mem Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of darshaning the different psukim by Paraduma, going through the pratis, the halachos of Asiyas Paraduma, how the Paraduma was made. The Gemara says, V'haitzi Aysa. It's extra word Aysa. V'haitzi Aysa, you take it. So, the Gemara darshan, Shloyaitzi Acheres Ima. That you should not take any other para out when you take the para aduma. Kedetnan. V'haitzi para reitzelot says, if the para doesn't want to go out, Eimetzini mashchere. You can't take with it a black para. Shloyaimu shchere shachtu. So people shouldn't think that they shechted the black par instead of the red par. They'll think you don't need paraduma to be red. You shouldn't take with it a red par. They shouldn't say that they shechted two at one time. And we'll see in the Gemara later what the problem of shechting two at one time is. But that's why you cannot take out two paras, because if you take a black par, they'll think that you shechted the black par. And if you take another red par, they'll think the yeshechted two at one time. Rabbi Yaimeloyman Hashem was that. That's not the reason why he can't take it out, because of exer, what people would think. Elamishum shnem aysa levada. Because it says aysa levada. Aysa means once. It's exer sakasiv. You can only take it out alone. You can't take anything else out with the paraduma when you're taking it out to be, do the avaydis paraduma. So Gemara says the Tanakama ksiv aysa. Why does the Tanakhama say the reason is because people might say that you shechted the black parah, people might say you shechted two parahs together. It's exerus akasav of Aysa, and the Gemara assumes that the Tanakhama also has a darish and Aysa for the same thing. So the Gemara says, Man Tanakhama Reb Shimini the darish tamidikra. Tanakhama goes to Reb Shimini, Avadi darishes the pasuk of Aysa, but he darishes the tamidikra. He says that when the pasuk tells you a din, you could darshan the time, you could say what the time of the din is, and that would affect the halacha, that the pasuk only applies when the time applies. Here he darshans the time of the kra. He says the reason why the Torah asked you to take out anything else together with the paraduma is shema yemu, because people might say that you shechted a parashchayu or you shechted two. And that's why, that's what you darshan for Maisa. So Gemara says, my benayim. So what's an afkamina la halacha? If in this case, if you darish in time of the crow or not, according to the Tanakamo, it's mutter, because no one will think that you shechted a chamar. A parish chari maybe yeah, two paradumas maybe yeah, but a chamar behemet mei for sure not. But according to Rebbe that says, so you can't take anything with it, any other animal, even a chamar. That's the Sugya Sagamar. There's a Shei Rambam here. The Rambam in Perek Gevi Hilchus Para, Halacha Aleph says, Ein Shech Nishtei Paras Adumas Ka'acha, Shnem V'Shachat Aysa, that's like the Gemara. And then, Halacha Bezi says like this, Le'ratza Para Lot says, if the Para didn't want to go out, Ein Metzini Mashchayra, Shalayay Mishchayra Shachtu, V'lay Aduma, Shalayay Mishdayim Shachtu, you can't take a black one because of Shchayra, you can't take, they'll say you shechted the black one, you can't take Aduma because they'll say you shechted two. Mamash like the Tanakama. L'chayr it's very shver. The Gemara says the Tanakhama goes like Reb Shimon, Darshan's time of the Kra. And the Rambam and all other machlokes in Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan. Other places where Reb Shimon makes chalukim, he says that the pasuk doesn't apply because you darshan time of the Kra, and he darshan's the time to be a certain way and says the pasuk's an exception. Lamashal, the din that a mashkin, you can't take a mashkin of an almana, it says. And Reb Shimon says, a rich almana you could take, because the problem is, a poor almana will cause her a bad name, because you're going to have to return the mashkin, and it will cause problems. But a rich almana is not a problem, because Reb Shimon's dash in time of the krah, of leisachl begat almana. But we paskin, the Rambam paskins, that you never let her take a mashkin of an almana. So the Rambam paskins, not like Reb Shimon, he paskins that you don't dash in time of the krah. So how come here he passes like the Tanakhama, which the Gemara says goes like Reb Shimon the Darshan's time of the Kra? The Taisus Yantif already asked this Kasha in the Mishnayis in Parah. Perigimel Mishnah Zayin, there's the Taisus Yantif asked this Kasha. There are various Mahalchim and Achreinim Pshat in the Rambam. The Kiryas Sefer from the Mabit, and this also says this in the Keren Orem, in the Darim, Dafayin Gimel. And also in the Sir Chitzik talks about it. But they hold that the Rambam means that the whole din is Midarabanan. The Rambam doesn't Darshan Isa altogether. And he teaches the Tanakhama as a Darabanan Dik Din. And then Mr. the Rambam is Meduik that way, because the Rambam doesn't mean that any Pasuk. He says, Ein Shtechen Shtei Paras Edu Miskacha Shnem V'Shachar Isa. And then he says, Leirotz is a Paralotz, he says, Metzina Mashkarish Leyem Mishra Shachdu Leidu Mashayem Shnaim Shachdu. He doesn't bring any Pasuk for it. Smash Mitzah Din Darabanan. The thing is, the Pella, the Sugya, asked the Kasha V'Tanakhama Haksiv Isa. Now, the Gemara didn't want to learn that way in the Mishnah, because the Gemara has a Kasha, it says Isa. So it can't be that the Tanakhama holds the Dindar Abanan. Okay, if you learn this Pshat, you're going to have to learn that the Rambam had some Makar from another Gemara to learn the Mishnah, not like Agamara learns the Mishnah. And to learn the Mishnah, then it means that Takami Dindar Abanan. It's Arachin, what the Makar is. Other Achreinim want to say that some Achreinim want to say the Rambam really does passing like Reb Shimon, and the Marchiv to Miyashiv the Rambam, but it says in the Emek Netziv on the Sifri. And some Achreinim, the Siach Yitzchak and the Archa Shulchan Asid, and others want to say that the Rambam doesn't pass in like Reb Shimon, but the Rambam learned up that here, when the Pasuk says Isa, the Pasuk means it's because of Shalai. Is because Shalayimu Shchayr Shachdu Shayimu Shnayim Shachdu, even not like Reb Shimon. But Shchayr Shrei, the Gemara says, Man Tanakam Reb Shimon, the Darish Tam of the Krah. You'd need a Makar Lachayr that you could learn that it's a Deraisa Dikadin, and even not like Reb Shimon, here you Darish in Tam of the Krah. Abi Kvega asks the Kash even Sharfa, you have Mamish the same halacha by Saita. The Gemara says that you not Mashkin Shtei Saitis Ka'achas. And The Tanakhama says, because it's Isa, v'loy Isa v'eschaverta, needs one. And Reb Shimon says, because they shouldn't give confidence one to the other. It'll be harder for each one to admit if the other one's there. So that's why you do it separately. And the Gemara says, an afkamina between the two. And you don't have the chash that each one won't admit because the other one's there. And there the Rambam paskins, in all cases you can't be mashkir shtei saitis kachas. And here the Rambam says that it's dafka because shachdu. So it's mamish the same achleikis with the same word isa, and the Rambam there paskins one way, and here paskins the other way. Now the Gemara goes on. This is already mem gimel amud aleph. V'shachar isa shleishchan acheres ima. That you're not allowed to shech two paras, another par at the same time that you're shechting this par aduma. So Rashi, earlier on Membeis and Medbeis, on the Gemara of Shalayim Ushtayim Shachdu, Rashi says, what's wrong if you shech two? He says like this, if you do a malacha while you're doing the Aveda of the Par Aduma, it passes. Whoever's doing any Aveda with the Par, if he does another malacha, he passes. And then he says, and later we also say, v'shachar eisa shayishchad acheres ima. So Rashi is a bissel shver. Rashi says two taimim. He says a taim that the reason why you can't shech two is because you're doing malacha. And then he says, and we also say, l'kaman, that v'shachar eisa, that you can't shech another one together with this paraduma. L'chayar, what do you need both taimim for? And on the Gemara also l'chayit shver. L'chayit there is an issa malacha, like Rashi brought down. So why do you need v'shachar isa? V'loy isa v'chaverta, that you can't shech two together, typically that you have the issa malacha. So the Teizishonim, for that kasher, brings the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says the following. The Gemara in Chulin says the only time malacha passels is when you have kavana to do the malacha. When you're doing the other malacha b'kavan. So the Gemara says, he brings down the Gemara, that if you cut an squash together when you shechted the paraduma, so it depends. If you were planning on cutting the squash, so that's a malacha. So the halacha is, of course, it passes the paraduma. Let's say you weren't planning on cutting the squash, there happened to be a squash together right next to the neck of the paraduma, and when you shechted the paraduma, it cut through the squash as well. So then it's zicha kasher. But the Gemara says like this. Let's say there's a shkita. So there's a machlekes Reb Nosson and the Rabbanon if shechita bechlal needs kavana. Is it a kosher shechita if you don't have kavana? If a person happens to be waving the knife and by mistake it makes a kosher shechita, so the Rabbanon hold that it's possible. The Rabbanon hold if you don't have kavana to make a shechita, it's possible. And Reb Nosson holds it's kosher. Reb Nosson holds shechita lebay kavana. If you're waving a knife and shalei b'miskavim without planning it, without intention, you shechta that animal, as long as the shechita is a kosher shechita, that's kosher. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, let's say you shechta the paraduma together with another animal. And it was shalei b'kavana. So again, if you shechta a squash shalei b'kavana together with the paraduma, it's kosher. But if you shechta another animal, so then it depends. If you hold like Reb Nosson, that's shechita loy boy kavana. So then the other animal shechita is a kasher shechita. So kumtais, you did another shechita together with the shechita. Oh, now you have a problem. V'shachar ois of lois kaverta. Enoch and I mean, there's no problem of malacha according to Reb Nosson. Is anyone no problem malacha because there's no kavana? But you have a problem that you only could shecht it alone. V'shachar ois of lois of kaverta. So the other animal is going to be kasher, but this animal is going to be pasul. The paraduma is going to be pasul. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbanan, that shechita does need kavana. So the other animal is pasul, because a shechita without kavana is not a shechita, it's a pasul shechita. So then the paraduma is kosher, because you don't have a problem of malacha, because it's shalei b'kavana, and you don't have a problem of shechting the two animals together, because according to the Rabbanan, without kavana, it's not a shechita. And therefore, it's not considered a shechita on the other animal. So all you shechta was the paraduma. That's what Taisus brings down from the Gemara in Chul and Naflamid Beis. So l'chaya, l'fi Rabbi Nosson, it's very miyushiv why we need a drasha v'shachar aisa v'loy aisa v'chaverta, that you can't shech two paris kachas. And why do you need the pasuk for tepik lay it's a psul malacha? The Teretz says you need the pasuk for shalei b'kavana. By shalei b'kavana, then there is no psul malacha, but there still is a psul that you're shechting two kachas, and therefore the paraduma would be pasul. But according to the Rabbana that holds that a shechita shalei b'kavana is not a shechita, see, you're back to the same kasha, miman v'shach. If you shechta the second one b'kavana, you're planning on shechting the paraduma and another para, you're planning on shechting both, so then anyway it's a psul malacha. You don't need the pasuk v'shachar eisav leisav v'chaverta. Elamai, it's talking about shalei b'kavana, you weren't planning on shechting the other one. So shalei b'kavan, it's b'chal not a shechita according to Rabbanan. It's not a shechita b'chal, and the taka doesn't pass on the paraduma. It doesn't have a shame shechita, so it's not a malach, and it's not a shechita. So where do you ever have it negeya, the pasuk v'shachar eisa, which you anyway don't have a psul malacha? So Taisus and Chulin asks this kasha. So Taisus and Chulin says a teretz, that it's talking about yeshech the two paradumas together, l'shem paraduma. So there, you don't have a problem. It's called b'kavana, of course, but you don't have a problem of malacha because they're both a ma'isa of paraduma. Malacha means you're doing something other than paraduma. But let's say you're working on another paraduma with this paraduma, so that's not called malacha, they're both paraduma. So memela there, you need the pasuk v'shachar eisav leisav chaverta, that you can't shech two paradumas together. That's Taisus Teretz. So the Gvura Sari declares, he says, l'fi Reb Nosson, that we need the pasuk for the case of shalei b'kavana, like we said, so maybe when you shech two paradumas together, that would be even kosher according to Reb Nosson. V'shachar eisa dafka means when you shechted a non-paraduma, that's a problem of eisa v'loy eisa v'chaverta, because you're shechting another animal, which is not a paraduma, it's anyway a psul malacha, but according to Reb Nosson, you can zetzer by shalei b'kavana. And shalei b'kavana, you have no psul malacha, so it would be a psul shechita. Mashenka, when you shech two paradumas, maybe according to Reb Nosson, it's good. But he says, it's not mistabra, the lashon ha'gemara, shlo yishchait, shayim kachas is mashu b'kavana, and that has to shim with Reb Nosson also. And memela, even according to Reb Nosson, avada, there's a psul, when you shech the two paradumas together, you wouldn't have a psul malacha, you'd have a psul v'shachar eisa. So according to Reb Nosson, you need the pasuk for two cases. One case is when you shech the two paradumas together, even b'kavana, that wouldn't be a psul malacha, and that would be true according to the Rabbanan. too. And the other case is, according to Rav Nassim, when the other one shechted shloi b'kavana. There, according to Rabbanan, it's not negay, because shloi b'kavana is not a shechita. But according to Rav Nassim, shloi b'kavana is a shechita, so then it will be negay, because he can't pass alts malacha, because it's shloi b'kavana. So now I want to turn back to the Rashi. So the Chayi Rashi is a bissel shver, because if people would say, shtayim shachtu, so Avada would talk about b'kavana. And that's what Rashi says, that is a psul malacha. But the shail is, so again, so why do you need both these psulim? Why do you need the psul malacha and the psul of a shachar aysa shal yishkar acheres ima? So zagich faket, we're talking here, we brought v'la'em etzien ima aduma shalayim ushtayim shachtu. Rashi is going on the case, he can't bring two paradumas together because people say that you shechted both of them. So like we said, when you shecht two paradumas, then you don't have a psul malacha. Like Taisha says in Chulin. The Elecha, you don't have the psul malacha. There, all you have is the psul v'shachar aysav le'aysav eschaverta. So again, so why does Rashi say the psul malacha? So I think Pshat and Rashi is good. Pshat and Rashi is like this. When you take two para adumas together, so then there could be two possibilities of what you're doing. Either you're trying to make them both into para adumas. You want both of them to be paradumas. They're both kasher paradumas, and you want both of them to be burnt and do the avodas paraduma with both of them. There, the whole problem, like we said, is a shachar aysa v'le'aysa v'chaverta. There, the whole problem is ein shecht and shtei paradumas kachas. But there's another possibility. You bring two paradumas. Maybe you want to shecht one l'shem paraduma, and the other one stam l'shem chulin to eat. Maybe also even only one of them is kosher. Maybe the other one has two black hairs. Maybe the other one has, they did malacha with it. People won't think that you're shechting both the same paraduma. Maybe the other one is shechting stam. On that, Rashi says, that would be a psul malacha. So either way, you'll have a psul. That's what Rashi has to say, both psulim. If the other par you're shechting stam, l'shem chulin, the other par is not to be made into a paraduma, so then you have the problem that it's a psul malacha. Elamai, you're going to shech both of them the same paraduma, then you have the problem of a shachar isa, for lo isa v'chaverta. That's what I think Pshat and Rashi is. And verse 3 points out that the Rambam has a different shita. The Rambam in Perek Dal Alach Aleph just says, ein shecht and shtei paris adumas ka'achatz, shenema v'shachar isa. So the whole din he says is dafka when you have two paris adumas. Now the Rambam passes like Rav Nassin. Rav Nassin holds that you don't need kavana. So the chayre, it's negay of this din, even when you shecht a para, which is not a paraduma, as long as it's shalei b'kavana. But the Rambam in Halacha Yidches in Perek Dalet says, shachar es a para v'nishchet b'hem acheres ima, a nechtech adalas ima, k'sheira, sh'arlei niskava l'malacha, afal pisha b'hem ashenishchet ima k'sheira l'achila. If you shechted a para and another b'hem ashechted with it, it's kosher because he wasn't miskavan l'malacha, even though that behemah is kosher. Shein shita skul and tzricha kavanah. Avon miskavan l'achtecha delas, v'nechtecha b'shashki derem psula, sh'arosim ha'malacha. If you mechavan for it, then it's possible. Because the Mishnah says, it must be the Rambam had a different girsa, and instead of the girsa in chulin being that according to Rav Nassim, that holds shalei b'kavanah, it's kosher, the para aduma is possible, he had a girsa chteim ksheiris. So the Rambam holds that not only according to the Rabbanan is the whole din only negay by two paris, but even according to Rav Nassim, the whole din is only negay by two paris, because if two para adumas, because if we're dealing with a para together with a chulin animal, so mimanashech, if he did it shalei b'kavana, it's possible without this pasuk it's malacha, and if he did shalei b'kavana, the Rambam holds it's kasha no matter what. The whole din only applies to when you're shechting two paradumas. And that's how the Rambam brings it in the beginning of the parak, ein shecht and shtei paradumas kachas. The Gemara goes weiter, a little bit afterwards, the Gemara brings the pasuk v'chibes begadav ha-kayin, and the Gemara says in that, why does it say extra word ha-kayin? Teretz is b'chihunai. He has to be ha-kayin in his kayinship, that he has to be as a kayin. And Rashi explains that it means that he needs big day kahuna. He needs big day kahuna. Without big day kahuna, it's possible. And that's what it says in the Mishnayis in Parah, in Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph, or Mechusa Begadim Psula, that if it's Mechusa Begadim, it's possible. Now, the Dvar points out that the Mishnah there in Parah says also b'kli lavan ha'isanasis. It was done dafka with kli lavan, which l'chayim, the Kayin Gadol wore 8 begadim, and that's not called the kli lavan, that's called the kli zahav. So the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush that when the Kayin Gadol did the Parah Aduma, even when the Kayin Gadol would do it, according to one Tana, only a Kayin Gadol could do it, but even if you're the Kayin, you don't need a Kayin Gadol, but of course the Kayin Gadol is kasher, but he does it dafka b'bigdei lavan. And the Ritva brings down that the Makar is from the Sifri. The Sifri learns that Xeri Shava, chukka from Yom Kippurim, then it has to dafka be Big Day Lovin. The Kayin Gadol can't do with the Shemayin Begadim with the Big Day Zav. The Kayin Gadol has to dafka do with the Big Day Lovin, just like on Yom Kippur, he does the Aveda with Big Day Lovin. Paradum has the same din that he has to do the Aveda dafka with Big Day Lovin. So the Gvura Seri has a kasha that the Gemara is bothered, why do you need the Pasuk HaKayin? You should learn it out. If coin to the man, the Amba, they need dafka Kayin Gadol, hash the Kayin Gadol bina b'chuna mibaya. So the Gemara says, in, milsa da'asa b'kav v'chayim atarach v'kas v'kra. Even though you can learn out from b'kav v'chayim that you need begadim, but still, milsa da'asa b'kav v'chayim atarach v'kas v'kra. In fact, the Gvura Sari, that's very good, but according to the Sifri, you have Xeris Shava, that you need Big Day Lavan. Once you have the Xeris Shava, that you need Big Day Lavan, l'chayra, now what do you need the Pasuk for? Milsa da'asa b'kav v'chayim we find tarach v'kas v'kra. But Milsad Asib Xer Shavu, we never find such a thing. So why do you need the Tub Sukkim? Why do you need the Pasuk of Akayin to tell you Bechihunai? And the Pasuk, the Xer Shavu, telling you Dafka Big Day Lavan. Once you have the Xer Shavu telling you Dafka Big Day Lavan, you already know that you need Big Day Kuna. Bishlaim, the Pasuk alone is not enough, because from the Pasuk alone, we'd say the Kayin Gadol should wear the Big Day Kayin Gadol, the Big Day Zav. Kamashma, no, he wears the Big Day Lavan, the ones he wears in Yom Kippur. But once you have the Xeris Shava that he wears Big Day Lavan, why do you need the Pasuk of Akayim Mechihunai? So the Netziv in Merei Meisada says the Pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi in the Ritva, Mikayach this Kasha. He says that no, B'chayim Mechihunai is not to teach you Begadim. Begadim you learn out Taka from the Xeris Shava. Akayim Mechihunai is to teach you other Dine Kuna. Like if you don't have Kiddush Yedayim V'Reglayim, or like you have Yeshev, where there's other psulim that a kayin is possible without these things. And the Netziv also says in Shasant Ezach, he's mechalik, that even though we find that some psulim you don't have, l'mashal, there's no psul einan, there's usually a psul einan. A kayin can't be makiv when he's an einan. By paradum, you don't have a psul einan, and you don't have a psul of tful yayim and mechusik yipurim. Even the psul tamay is just learned that from the pasuk, but the Gemara says it can be done as a tful yayim. Doesn't have to be done. He doesn't need Harav Shemeshvit, even though there's a psul by a kain. So he says like this. He says the psulim that aren't because he becomes a zar. An einan is not pshat that he becomes a zar when he's an einan. He doesn't have a din kain. It's not a psul. He needs a simcha. He can't einan, can't have it. A mechusik kiburim, a Harav Shemesh, doesn't have a psul that he's not a kain. The pshat is he has to be tar. Mashenke, the din of Kiddush Yedayim V'Reglayim, or the din of Yeshiv, that's a din in being a Kayin. The pasuk comes mitzad that without that he doesn't have the full kahuna. It's a psul that has a psul of Zairus. That's what you have. That's what it means b'chihunai, all the psulim that are chsarin in his Kayin, that you would have. So l'fi zeh, it wouldn't be shver the Gvura Seris Kasha, because b'chihunai doesn't tell you about begadim. You need b'chihunai to teach you The other psulim that would make him like a zar. But this pshat is not like Rashi and the Ritva. In Rashi and the Ritva, to answer the Gvura Seris Kasha, maybe you could say that if there wouldn't be a pasuk telling you that you need Big Day Kuna Bechlal, you wouldn't dash in the Xer Shavah to tell you need Dafka Big Day Lavan. Because there are a lot of dinim you have on Yom Kippur, which you don't have by Parah Aduma. So if there'll be no tzarech for Begadim Bechlal, you wouldn't dash in that you need Bedafka these Begadim. Hashem, once the pasuk tells you there is a din, you need begadim. And now the shaila is which begadim it is, then you can use the Xer Shava to teach you that you need big day love. That's what I think the Teretz is. There's another ara on the Rambam, it's the Mishnah Lamelech's ara. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Yibay says, Aisa Aisa Leivish Arba Kalim Shal Kayin Hedyet. Bein Shasa Kayin Hedyet, Bein Shasa Kayin Gadol. The Mishnah says a lashon that you wear big day love on. And the Rambam says, "Loshin Aisa Aisa Leivish Arba Kelim Shel Kayin Hedyet, Bein Shasa Kayin Hedyet, Bein Shasa Kayin Gadol." Now, Lechura, the three of the begadim are exactly the same. The big day loven of the Kayin Gadol Yom Kippurim, the Ksainis, and the Mechnesayim, and the Mitznefes were all just plain linen, and that's the same thing as the Kayin Hedyet. Mashenkin the Avnet, we had a Machlokes earlier, if the avnate of the Kayin Gadol is the same thing as the avnate of the Kayin Hedyet. The Gemara says that the avnate of the Kayin Gadol, the Torah says, was with Tcheles Argaman and Tlashani and Shesh. It was Kalayim. It had all the three wools, the Tcheles Argaman, Tlashani and Shesh. That's what the Pasuk says. The Shail is, what about the avnate of the Kayin Hedyet? It's a Machlokes in the Gemara earlier, on Daf Yud Beis. Now, the Rambam paskins that, yes, the Kayin Hedyet wore exactly the same avnet as the Kayin Gadol. It also wasn't the plain linen avnet. It was a avnet that was made of Tcheles, Agam, and Tlashani, and Shesh. Now, the avnet of the Kayin Gadol, Yom Kippurim, was, of course, plain linen. It did not have any wool in it. So the Shaila is, why does the Rambam say that it was done with the four begadim of the Kayin Hedyet? L'chaira, the avnet, it wasn't done with the avnet of the Kayin Hedyet, which is the same as the avnet, the regular avnet of the Kayin Gadol, which has Tcheles Agam and Tlashani, like the Psak of the Rambam. L'chaira was done with the avnet of the Kayin Gadol Be'am Kippurim, the big day Lavan. It was done with the pure linen avnet. So, how could the Rambam say that it was done with the begadim of the Kayin Hedyet? That's the Mishnah L'melech's Kasha. Yeah, the Achreinim, Amarchev on the Teretz, some Achreinim learned that the Rambam wasn't so bedafka. The Aruch HaShulchan learns the way to Chazanish, that the Rambam means the avnate of pure linen, like the Kayin Gadol, the Chayetz Vayishver. The Rambam doesn't give any such mashmais. And some Achreinim learned that this drasha of Chukah Chukah doesn't tell you that the Kayin Hedyet wears a different avnate. Havada means taka, the regular avnate of the Kayin Hedyet. It just means that it doesn't wear the Shmeina Begadim of the Kayin Gadol. A little bit shver, it's learned that from Yom Kippurim. It's a little bit hard to hear how it teaches you that you wear the avnate of the Kayin Hedyet. If you're learning after Yom Kippurim, it should be the avnate of the Kayin Gadol by Yom Kippurim, which is Shesh. But some Achreinim explain why the Drasha can mean that way. And now let's see Vaita. The Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis brings another drasha, v'hiza tar ala tamei, tar mechlal shu tamei, limanat ful yayim shekashu bepar. It's an extra word tar, like Rashi says, that we already know that it's dafka tar. The tar is an extra word. And memela, you learn out from the extra word tar that he's not really 100% tar. He's just tar, that he was yaitzim mechlal tumma, he's just a little bit tar. And that tells you a tful yayim, even though he's not completely tar, someone who is tevil that day, and he still needs hair of shemesh to become completely tar, but at least he has a darga of tar ready now, then he's also kashu b'parah. If a parah, you don't need hair of shemesh, a tar is good enough. Like the Rambam says, the tar that's said by parah is the tar of a meiser. Like the Mishnah says, a tevil is already mutati meiser, and you need hair of shemesh for chuma. And you learn after this pasuk, v'hiza tar, that as long as he's somewhat tar, that's also good enough that a tful yayim is kasha for para. The Mishnah says in para that the tzdukim weren't made to this. The tzdukim held that a hair of shemesh, that a tful yayim is not good enough for para. You need hair of shemesh for para. So because of that, the perushim, the chazal, were misakin, they bedafka were metame the kain, and he was tevil that he was bedafka tful yayim, lahaytzi miliban shel tzdukim, in order to show, not like the tzdukim, they bedafka did it with the tful yayim. Hatayz asks Akasha, why do you need a pasuk being marba tful yayim? Why do you need a pasuk being marba tful yayim that a tful yayim is also a kasher? Mehecha teis to remind it. Vice is teis itself, and it's mavur in other sugyas this way, that minastam tamei does not mean tful yayim. Minastam tamei, tful yayim is not considered tamei. So, fakir, you always need a ribui to tell you a tful yayim is also included in tamei. Why here do you need a miut? Why here do you need a miut to tell you that tful yayim is not included? Why do we have to exclude tful yayim from tamei? Be marbet tful yayim that it's kasher. Mecha teisa should be pasul. Teisa says if you're going to say because chatas kari achmana, so it should be like every carbon, that would only apply to the maisei para. By the maisei para, you could say chatas kari achmana. You could say that there's possibly a psul of tful yayim, just like you see there's a tful yayim, a psul tful yayim by kachim, a tful yayim can't make a carbon, he's possible for a carbon, so a paradum also has a din carbon, chattis kai rechmana. But for azah, v'hiza tar ala tame, for azah, there's no din of chattis kai rechmana, azah could do azah, hakol k'sheim lahazus, like the Gemara says, so you wouldn't have the din of chattis kai rechmana, so mehecha teisi would possible a tful yayim. Taisha says that since it says v'niach b'makam tar, even have to place it in a makam tar, that would teach you that the gavra usna has to be tar legamri. Since you need that the place should be a makam tar, that teaches you the gavra has to be tar legamri. That's why there's a havimina that a tful yayim is possible. Taiz asks another kasha though. Now that we know that azah is good for a tful yayim, mehecha taisha the other avodas are good by a tful yayim. Ah, you should learn it out from azah. But you can't learn out from azah, because Azar is kasher. Azar b'chal doesn't need kahuna. So maybe only Azar tful yayim is good. Masheke in Aveda of Shchita or of Zrika. The other Aveda set apart, which Azar is not kasher. How do you know that a tful yayim should be kasher? So Taisus says that since the Ikat Tahara is by Azar, since it says the Vart Tara by Azar, and even that the Tara was maxed tful yayim, kol shkein b'shar Avedas. And that's also what the Ritva says, and that's Taiz also says in Yevamis, and the Rishonim there in Yevamis also say the same Teretz. That since you see the Torah said by Azah, which there it says a din that you need Tahara, that's where the din Tahara comes from Azah, and there it's Fulyayim is Kasher. So, Me'el Lakolshkein, who a din by the Sharavaydis, a Tfulyayim is Kasher. Biskirov, in the Seif in Ilchas Paraduma, he says a Gvaldiga Taich of what this means. He says like this. He says, by karbonis we have a din that the kayin that's oivid and the carbon has to be tar. If a kayin is tame, or even if he's a tful yayim and a mechusik yipurim, then there's a psul. Now by paraduma, like Taisha said before, chattis kai rechmana. The various psulim that apply to paraduma, because chattis kai rechmana you need a kayin, you need b'chihunai, you need that should have big dekuna, you need that it should have kiddush adayim v'raglayim. There are gewisse dine kuna that's necessary for the meister part, but that's only for the shkita and the zrika, the sreifa. Those are the things that you need that has a din of a carbon, of chattis kai rechmana. But afterwards, that sifar azah, these things, you don't need dine kuna, doesn't have dine carbon. Now, there's a din by para aduma that everything has to be betar, even what's not, that's not the dine carbon. Zok derav, that there is no din psul tuma als carbon by paraduma altogether. Even by the avaydis that have other psule carbon, that's not the psul tuma. They have other dine carbon. They can't have a zar, you need big de kuna, you need chitzis yadayim v'raglayim. The other dine kuna that's there. But tuma doesn't exist. Tuma, you don't have b'chlal by paraduma. The din tuma by paraduma is a special din by paraduma. It's not the same din by karbanis. There's a din by karbanis, the kayin has to be tar. That doesn't apply to paraduma b'chlal. The din that's there by paraduma is tam a din that paraduma needs tara. That kol eskeh by paraduma, including the ones that have nothing to do with the carbon, including the asifa and the azah and the kiddush, and everything by paraduma has to be with someone that's tar. That's exeris akasav. Viza tar, vasafish tar. That's exeris akasav that you need the tara by the Maisa Paraduma. Zakhtarov, that's the only din. The only din is mitzad, the special din by Paraduma. There is no din mitzad, the din carbon. He says, that's what it says in the Rambam, in Parag Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. Kol ha'iskim b'para mitchila v'atsayif, shahayi tful ayayim, k'sheirim l'maisa para. V'lekadish l'hazis me'afra, all the Maisa para, and also the Kiddush and Azov, alfi shadayin l'herv shimshin, Shazesh and Emma Bechola Parsha Ishtar who are Tara Lemaisa Sheni. So he's coil all the Maisa Para together. There's one Din Tara by Para. There's a Din Tara that, a Din Para Duma has to be Betara. But the Din Tara by Karbanis doesn't exist. And that's Gufu why a Tful Yayim is Kasher. A Tful Yayim is Kasher because there is no Din only Mitzad the Din Tara by Para Duma. And that is equal Hazah and everything else. So mitzad the din zar, there it's different. The shchita, the zrika, the sreifa, that all has a din of chattis kai rechmana. That taka has a din carbon. There's a psul zaris. And Azoh and Kiddush and Asifa doesn't have a Psul Zayrus. Because it's already, the carbon is finished already. There's no din. You're not doing an Avodas HaKarbon anymore. The Avodas HaKarbon is just to shecht it, to do the Zrikas Adam, to burn it. That's like the Avodas HaKarbon, Shabbat. Then when you take the ashes and gather them and do Kiddush, put them in the water, and do Azoh, that has nothing to do with the carbon. That's Tam. Had to be Matayr with the ashes. What to do to cause Tara by the ashes. So that has nothing to do with Kayim. But the Din Tara, that's exactly the same Din. Even the Avodas HaKarbon of Paraduma, the Shechita, the Zrika, the Sreifa, even that Din Avodas HaKarbon doesn't have its own Psul Tumah Bechlal, doesn't have the Psul Tumah of Karbanis. There's one Psul Tumah that all Avodas Paraduma, say the making of the Paraduma to get the ashes to be Roy for Kiddush, say the taking the ashes and putting it on the water and doing the Azah and being Matar with them, both these two things is called Maisa Parah. They all need Tahara. And the Din Tahara that's said by Paraduma does not include Tvulyayim. So Avadi, you can learn out the other Avodas from Azah. You cannot say Kasha that Azah is different because Azah is Kasha, Mehecha Teisa, the Shechita, and the Zrika with Azah is possible. The Shechita and the Zrika, the Azah is possible because it's a carbon. The Shechita and Zrika has Dine carbon, Chathas Kaya Rechmana, even though Parah Kachi Berek Advice, not Mamash a carbon, but has Dine carbon, Chathas Kaya Rechmana. So Mele, the Shechita, the Zrika, the Sreifa, is all Mitzad, the Hilchas carbon, that Azah can't work. But in the Din Tuma, it's not a carbon, and in Mele, it doesn't have the Dine carbon, Lagabi Tuma whatsoever. There is no Psul Tuma, the carbon Dik Psul Tuma doesn't exist by Parah. All what exists is the new Paradik of Psul Tumah. That you see from Azah doesn't apply to Tfulyayim. That you learn out to all the other Maisei Parah that it's kosher by Tfulyayim. The Rav says with this you can understand the very Shver Sifri. The Sifri in Bamidbar Parashas Samachay, it's in Parashas Baloiska, that wants to learn out that Pesach is Deicha Tumah from Paraduma. The Sifri says a Kal V'Chaymer, Madach Parah, which is not Deicha Shabbos, is Deicha Tumah, Pesach Rishon, which is Deicha Shabbos, Kol Shekhen, it should be Deicha Tumah. And the Chayyar, it's a completely built in move on. What do you mean Paraduma is Deicha Tumah? It's not Deicha Tumah. Tumah is absolved by Paraduma. You can't do Paraduma with Tmeim. It's a plea. How could you learn out that Madach Paraduma, which is not Deicha Shabbos, is Deicha Tumah, so Pesach Rishon, which is Deicha Shabbos, Kol Shekhen, it should be Deicha Tumah? Paraduma is not Deicha Tumah. So he brings down, the Goyis of Birim and the Sefri brings B'Shem the Ravid, that the Teretz is that Tvulyayim could do it. But Chayetz Vaita Pliya, we're not trying to learn out that Karban Pesach is good by a Tvulyayim. We're trying to learn out that Karban Pesach is good by a Tameh, and that's not good by Paraduma. How could you possibly learn out from Paraduma that Tzdeicha Tvulyayim that Pesach should be Deicha Tumah? Tvulyayim by Paraduma is not considered Tameh. Tvulyayim is Tar Lagabi Paraduma. So good, Mashenken Pesach. There is a din that even Tvulyayim is Tameh. Din by Kachin. But when you see that Paraduma is Deicha Tumah, it's not Deicha Tumah. Whatever Dine Tumah is there by Paraduma, Avada, you can't be Deicha then. So, Dr. Rav, Lufi, as you said, it's Meyushev. Because we're trying to show you that by Paraduma there is no Psul Tumah. The Psul Tumah is completely Nidcha. It doesn't have the Psul Tumah of Karbanis. Aye, it has a Psul Tumah. That's a different Psul Tumah. That Psul Tumah Zicha doesn't apply to Karban Pesach. That's a Psul Tumah Miyuchet Tepara. But Kol Maisei Parah has a Psul Tumah. But the Psul Tumah of Karbanis doesn't exist. And where's that Negeya? It's Negeya by Tvulyayim. You see it by Tvulyayim, which Lagabe Karbanis is completely Tameh. But Lagabe Paraduma, it's good. So you see that Paraduma can be Deicha Tumah, can be Deicha Tvulyayim. Aye, it can't be Deicha regular Tumah. That's because it has its own Psul. The Din Psul Tumah is Mitzad the Dine Paraduma. That Yizicha don't have by Karban Pesach. That doesn't count. But the Psul Tumah of Karbanis, that Taka doesn't pass by Para. So Meili can learn out from Para that the Psul Tumah by the Madach Para, which is not Deicha Shabbos, doesn't have a Psul Tumah. Karban Pesach, which is Deicha Shabbos, Koshkin should be Deicha Tumah, not have a Psul Tumah. That's how the Rav wants to learn out the Sifri according to his Yisait. Now the Rav had a Shiloh. By Karbanis, you really have two Psulim. You have a psul of the Eivid. The Eivid has to be tar. If the Kayin is Tameh, that passes it. Even if the carbon doesn't become Tameh. But if the Eivid is Tameh, it's a psul. That passes. You also have a psul tum if the carbon becomes Tameh. Even if the Kayin remains completely tar. If the carbon is Tameh, that's a psul. Now, by paradumu, we also have a psul. If the paradumu becomes tame, it's pasul. And that psul also is a dim miyuchid by paradumu, because you see that even the ashes, if the ashes become tame, so then it's pasul. It pasuls the ashes. And that's not a din al tzchatis kai rechman. It's only due to the din carbon, like we said. Once it's burnt, it doesn't have the din carbon, and still tumah pasuls. So, einachinami, the Rav Nemzon, avada by the ashes already, that psul tumah has nothing to do with the psul of karbanis. That psul tumah is zicha psul dafka de paraduma. But vitzi, if the par itself becomes tame, the par itself becomes tame, avada becomes pasul mitzad din of paraduma. The paraduma has to be tar. But is it also a din tumah mitzad the din karbanis? And the kabin afgaminis bezet. So the Rav says he has a klarer raya than even the psul haguf, even the psul of the behema, there is no din tum of karbanis by paraduma, it's only a din miyuchid by paraduma. The raya is because every time the paraduma was done, it was done with a tfulyayim, like we mentioned before. Because of the tzedukim, the kayin that did the para was a tfulyayim. Now, are you going to tell me maybe he didn't touch the paraduma b'chlal? But it's mefurish that he did. That he touched the blood of the paraduma, vayisus the Rav didn't hold was a raya, because blood of kachim don't become tamei. There's halachal meishim esinai, blood of kachim, mashkin beimit mechaya adachan, blood of kachim don't become tamei. But it says in the Mishnayis and Para, that after he does the zrika, he wipes off his hand, he wipes off his finger on the gufishal para. He wipes his hand on the para itself. So you see the kain does touch the para. And the shaila is, the kain's a tfulyayim, so if a tfulyayim touches karbanis, touches kachim, he passels them. A tfulyayim passels kachim. So how could the kain that's a tfulyayim touch the para? Why doesn't he passel elamai? There's no din tfulyayim by the tumah of the para either. So zok derav in dem state that the tumah of the para also is not the same din tumah as by karbanis. And you don't have the tumah of karbanis legabe the para. Because if you'd have the din tum of karbanis, a tfulyayim would also passel. Since you see klar that the kain who happens to be a tfulyayim touches the para and he doesn't passel it, so you see clearly that the din that the para aduma has to be tar is only a special din by para aduma called maser betara. It's not a din in karbanis b'chlal. The din karbanis not only doesn't apply to the eivid, but doesn't apply to the para itself either. Zag the Rav, but this is only a raya l'das the Rambam. L'das the Rambam in Rashi and Chagiga that says that the kain touched the sheretz before he did the paraduma, his mamash a tful yayim midaraisa. So then, of course, it's a raya that you see that a tful yayim doesn't pass all the para. So that's a raya, like the Rav says, that you don't have the din tumah by karbanis by paraduma. Masha'en kain l'fi taisis, taisis early on daf beis in Yuma, and Taisus and Chagiga and Taisus and other places, brings from a Tesefta, that they didn't mamish make him tummy. They didn't give him a tummy deraisa. What they did was, other kahanim touched him, so he didn't have the special tahara of paraduma. Paraduma needs a tahara. They have to have a shmira that's on the level of paraduma, a shmira for paraduma. If someone doesn't have a shmira for paraduma, so midrabanan, because of a maila, maila subapara, and we go out to paraduma, is considered tummy. So the Kayin had Yena Tumah, and that he was a Tfulyayin. Taisa Chagiga asks, if so why are you Lahitzi leave him in Tzedukim? They don't hold it as Tumah altogether. So the Tzedukim think he's Tara Lagamri. So how are you being Lahitzi leave him in Tzedukim? Taisa says, that's okay, because everyone knows that we consider it Tumah, and still we allow the Kayin to have this Tumah if he's Taival and be a Tfulyayin on this Tumah. Even though it's only a tumah derabban and only a tumah legabe para, but you see clearly, not like the tzedukim, we see that we hold that it can be done with a tfulyayim, even though we didn't make a mamash a tumah deraisa. So zok derav lefi taisvis, it's not mukhrich, because the kayin gadol wasn't actually, the kayin asayif is a para, wasn't actually a tfulyayim. He was only a tfulyayim when we got to hilchas para. So when we got to hilchas karbanis, he was tar legamri. It's a special tumah derabbanan, which is only a tumah for para. The other kahanim, which weren't shaming themselves from tahara for para, touch him. So now, when you got to para duma, he's tameh. When you got to karbanis, he's tar. So mamela, you wouldn't have a raya anymore that if a tful yayim that's tameh for carbon touches the para, that he wouldn't passel. Maybe a tful yayim that touches the parah does passel. And that the Torah says a tful yayim could do the parah, that's without touching it. And that a tful yayim did the parah, and the Mishnah's mavur that he touched it, he wiped his finger off on the parah, that's because he's not really a tful yayim when we got to kachim. He's only a tful yayim when we got to parah. And we got to parah, there's no problem with tful yayim. And we got to kachim, he's tar legamri. But you still have no raya from Taisus that you don't have the psul kachim by parah al kapanim, by the shkita and the zrika, when you still have the din chatas kayachmana before it becomes zefer. But the Rav says two reasons why he thinks Taisus also would hold that way. First of all, it's not mistabra to make a machlokes Taisus and the Rambam in this. If you have a raya that according to the Rambam and Rashi, a tful yayim doesn't pass the lapara, that even legabi the tumas hapara, there is no psul tumah by kachim, it's only the psul tumah by para, which doesn't pass by tful yayim, me'echa Taisus, Taisus should argue on that yisait. That's first of all. Second of all, even though the Rambam paskins la'alocha that dam kachim doesn't become tameh, but there are tanam that hold not that way. So whole sugiim sachim and abchinis kanakayinim, the kamet tanam that hold that dam kachim does become tameh. And when the Torah says that a tful yayim is kasha for the ma'is para, avad the Torah means a zrika also. So the tanam that hold that dam kachim could become tameh, in them it's mefurish that if the tful yayim does the para, he's not metameh the dam. So the chayyah, that will be a raya according to everyone, that a tful yayim can't make the parah tameh, and the din tumah that was said by parah is dafka the din by parah duma, loishna the ovid, loishna the carbon itself, the din tumah doesn't have the din tumah sekarbanis, only the din tumah by parah duma, which doesn't pass by tful yayim. At kan the rav. Here, one more nekuda. The Gemara goes a little vaita, that it talks about the vidui that he made on the par, the second time again he made the vidui. He makes first the vidui when he first comes to the par, when he does the smicha, and then he does the hagrola, and then he goes back to the par and makes another vidui. So Mara Sakasha, how come by the first vidui with the smicha, he didn't say, he just said, Chatasi avisi pashati ani ubesi. And how come by the vidui sheni, he said, there he mentions the kahanim. So Gemara says it goes like Tanit Ve'er Bishmol. Tanit Ve'er Bishmol says that's a midas adin. Mutav yovei zaka v'chaper l'chayiv, v'yovei chayiv v'chaper l'chayiv. That's why the first video he wants to be a zakai. He wants to first do a video on himself, and then he'll be a zakai, and then he'll be mechaper on the echav v'kahanim. Now Shagin, if he didn't do a video first for himself, say how could he be mechaper on the echav v'kahanim? The dva is ma'ir. That Ibizai, so why in the first Vida does it include Aniu Basi, does it include his wife? Why does it include his wife by the first Vida? L'chayr, wouldn't it be better to make a Vida just for himself and then be a Zaka, be a Mechaper on the Chay of his wife? Why the first Vida he concludes his wife? His wife is mamish like himself. So Melahim, his wife, get a Kapara together, they become a Zaka, Ishte Kagufay, and then they're ready, then he's ready to Mechaper on the Ech of the Kainim. Tezushanim is ma'ir. So how come in the second video again he says ani ubesi? Why doesn't he just say bnei aram kadeshecha? Just like you find by the sir mishtaleach, when he's mechapa in the sir mishtaleach, he just says chatu avu pashu amcha yisrael. He doesn't say chatasi avisi pashate ani ubesi v'amcha yisrael. He just says amcha yisrael. So how come by the sir mishtaleach he doesn't mention himself, and here he mentions himself again? Zak the Taisushanim, because here it's the same par. So since he didn't yet have a complete kapara with this par, the par wasn't done yet. So merely saying another vidui on Yavi Zakav Yicharpa Lachayev, he mentions himself again because his kapara also wasn't complete. Mashenke Barisir Mishtaleach, his kapara with the par is already complete. So merely doesn't mention his own chatam at all. He just mentions the chatam of Klal Yisrael. Now these two viduyim, I learned that from the pasuk. It says before the agrola that he goes to the parachatas eshalei v'chiba ba'adu ba'ad beisai, which v'chiba means kaparas dvarim means vidui. And then after agrola again, it says that he goes to the parachatas v'chiba ba'adu ba'ad beisai, v'shachad es parachatas eshalei. So again, it mentions v'chiba ba'adu ba'ad beisai a second time. So since it's two viduyim, so therefore you learn out this din that the Gemara says, and the Gemara in Shavuos and Af Yudalid. The Tanna Rebbe Shmuel explains the necessity for the two viduyim. It's takamut of Yavi Zak v'chaper al-chayev, v'yavi chayev v'chaper al-chayev. So kumtais the ba'adu ba'ad beisai and the psukim mean different things. In the first one, ba'adu ba'ad beisai means beisai zu ishtai. Dafka his wife, and that's the first vidui, and the ishta is kegufay. And the second one, v'chipa ba'adu ba'ad beisa means the beis aron, like the Gemara there says in Shuas, yivarech is beis aron, the kanim are called beisa, that's beis aron, that's what it means, that the echav a kanim get a kapar. But just the ksasa ara, over there the Gemara asks the kasha, why do you need two viduim? One vidui alone should be good enough. Why b'chlal do you need two viduim? And the Gemara brings the Tana of Bishmal that Mutav Yavei Zakev Echad B'Chayev Yavei Chayev Echad B'Lachayev. Here the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha why I need two viduim. The Gemara says, how come the first vidui he doesn't say Ben Aram Kadeshecha, and the second vidui he does say Ben Aram Kadeshecha? If the Gemara didn't know this Yisoid, Mutav Yavei Zakev Echad B'Lachayev Yavei Chayev Echad B'Lachayev, so Gemara Shad Shver, not only why it says in that vidui it doesn't say Ben Aram Kadeshecha, and here it does. It should have stomach kasha. Why do you need two viduim altogether? Elamai, the Gemara knew the Yisayi that the first vidu is for himself and the second vidu is for the Kanim, so it's Pashit. What's the Gemara's kasha? So I thought as I, Emerson, it's a Sugi and Shuas, but just Bekitzer, the Gemara there really has a machlaik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, you need the two viduim, both of them for the Kahanim. You need the two viduim, there were three kaparas altogether, the two viduim and the dam. And each one's for a separate thing. One is for the Tumas Mikdash Rekachav with Yesh B'Diyav, with Ein B'Diyav B'Tchilav Yesh B'Diyav B'Saif, and one is Ein B'Diyav B'Tchilav Lai B'Tchilav Lai B'Saif, and others for the Shire Veirs. A sugya there. But the kids, according to Reb Shimon, there are three separate things that it's Mechap before, and that's why I need the two Viduyim and the Dam. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only a Mechap for two different things. So Gemara says, why I need the two Viduyim? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara answers, Mutav Yavai. But according to Reb Shimon, the Gemara didn't have a kasha. There were three separate averis being mechap before. The two viduim and the dam are three separate kaparas altogether. That's a sugi over there. The Taiz asks a kasha, so kum Taiz a Mishnah here only stems with Rabbi Yehuda. A Mishnah here that the first one says that Aniu Beisi, and the second one says Aniu Beisi Mi'anam Kadeshecha, only stems with Rabbi Yehuda. Taiz had a kasha, it's Mavur. From another Gemara that the Mishnayis is supposed to shim with Rabbi Shimon. So Taisa says, even though according to Rabbi Shimon, it's taka two different kaparas, but still, the first vidu you say, Aniu Beisi, and the second vidu you say, Aniu Beisi, Bnei Aron Am Kadeshecha, Taisa says, Afilu Rabbi Shimon Maidish Eina Maske Behedu Bnei Aron Achi Yeroa Kezakai. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't say it befeirish, even though Avanda. Both viduyim go on all the kanim because it's two separate kaparas, but you don't mention Bnei Aron Kadeshecha until you yiroa kezakai. So Meila according to Taisa, the Gemara is beautiful. The Gemara understood why there's two viduyim. There's two ta'ataka, two different kaparas, like the sugi and shuas. But the Gemara's kasha was both viduyim are on all the kanim. So how come the first vidu he doesn't mention the kanim, and the second vidu he mentions the kanim? And for the Gemara, that even according to Reb Shimon, the first vidu, you don't say the Kahanim Beferish because you're not a Zaka yet. Only after you did a vidu on yourself, a new Basi, then the second vidu, he looks like a Zaka, he can make a vidu for the Me'anam Kadeshecha. And that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha Dafka for Namira. As I come dice, the Fida Taizen Shuas is on Dafya Dalin, Amanal of a Taizen Masko Shnei Viduyim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.